We've got Josh Van Mink right here in the studio. How are you doing, Josh?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me today.
We've got mics absolutely everywhere. This is going to be good.
Can't get enough.
All right. So you've been down in Minneapolis for a while, but you're originally from here. So let's just, tell us about yourself to start off.
Yeah, I'm Josh Van Mink. I'm from Lutzen, Minnesota here on the North Shore. I grew up around here. I went to school in Grand Marais, and I've been in the cities playing music for the last 10 years or so. And my band Step Rockets has recently just got off a tour with a rapper named Kayflay. We had a great time. We went out to the East Coast. It was my fourth tour this year with the band, so we've been really busy writing and recording, releasing music, and a lot of traveling. Getting ready to go out to LA for our debut performance out there in a week or so.
Wow.
We're playing UCSD in San Diego, so we're excited to do that and get out of the snow for a week. And then also we're playing in LA at a place called the Bootleg Bar.
That's fantastic. And this Step Rockets music, it's awesome.
Thanks.
It's fun. Yeah. Feel good dance party music, and I really enjoy it.
Yeah, we like to keep it fun and danceable, and we also get our creative rocks off as well. So,
are you the primary songwriter for the band?
Yeah, I do a lot of the initial songwriting, but the band kind of puts it through a process that we are getting better and better at every week that we work on it. So. I wouldn't be able to make the music that I do without those guys, but I start a lot of the songs. Yeah. I'm a songwriter.
Cool.
Yeah.
Can we hear one right now? I'll let you take a drink.
Sure. this song is called Kisser. And this is the song that kind of sparked our touring last year. We released it last August, and we went into the Boundary Waters out of Sawville as a band. And when we came back, the song had 10,000 plays, and it was going viral online. So this is a kind of acoustic version of Kisser. So.
So warm, your skin so soft, you're turning it tight, you're turning me on. We'll break away the nighttime, we'll break away my pain, and move me out again to a faraway place. You have to be a little cruel to take out the pain before you put my body in. Leave a light, little loving light on. Kiss her once, kiss her twice to keep the night on. Leave a light, little loving light on. To keep the night on.
Beautiful. That was That was really different than the recorded version, but man, it really worked.
There's a lot of instruments on the recorded version, and it's fun to hear songs stripped down, and even when they're your own, like it's fun to reimagine the stuff and kind of shed a different light on it sometimes.
Everyone always likes an acoustic version of a usually non-acoustic song.
Yeah, it seems. Yeah, everybody's a sucker for the unplugged in New York version.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and you guys have a really interesting music video that goes along with that.
Yeah, that was our first music video. We learned a lot about making music videos, and we're still learning. We're just making one now, actually, for Phantom Flower, and it's been quite the experience. The Kisser one was fun because it was filmed in an aquarium. This next one was filmed in the community room of my apartment building. We green screened the whole community room out, and we did kind of a futuristic, psychedelic green screen experience.
So wow.
We're going to be releasing that in the next couple of weeks.
Well, I'll look forward to it. That definitely fits along with the sound.
Yeah, and the album cover, we kind of like to do this future nature kind of psychedelic National Geographic kind of mashup thing. And that's kind of the artistic visual art that we've been pairing up with the music.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've got a show in Lutzen. Is it tomorrow at 7?
Lutzen Resort tomorrow, yeah.
So what should people expect if they go out to see you there?
Well, I'm using this looper, so I'm just going to, let everyone know if I mess it up, because it's the first time I've used this thing today. It came up late last night and kind of rehearsed a little bit. But yeah, I'm going to use some of this looper pedal here. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to be playing some original songs. I'm going to be playing some covers, and should be a good time. So come on down.
Absolutely. Now, I'm just curious. I moved up here about 9 months ago, and I know that a lot of people who live up here are not originally from up here. So I'm kind of curious what it was like to actually grow up on the North Shore and get into music that way.
Yeah, a lot of people ask me that. It was one of the best places to possibly grow up being a musician, because I had a lot of extra time to work on my craft. There was a lot of downtime. There weren't a lot of other distractions that maybe some of the kids have today. We just had the internet. The internet just came out, when I was a young guy. So that gave me access to a lot of music online called tablature that previously hadn't been accessible. You would have to drive to Duluth and buy a piece of sheet music or something. So it made it really easy for me to learn Smashing Pumpkins songs or Nirvana songs, downloading them from the computer. And then the people here are really gracious, and they're really, really a lot of great artists in the Cook County area. So being close to them and kind of being mentored by the community was probably one of the best things for myself and my brother, Kobe Mike. I think he'd say the same.
Mm-hmm. Is that the kind of music that you guys would listen to, like Smashing Pumpkins and Nirvana and stuff?
Yeah, back in the day, I think it was 102.5 The Bear was the radio station, and that was the only alternative rock radio station. So we got a lot of that 90s music in there. And then, of course, we were influenced by blues music and a lot of the stuff that was going on here. Our mentors like John Gruber, or Bump Blomberg, just to name a few. By no means is that all of them, but they know who they are. They really helped us get our confidence as musicians and kind of get our chops on stage at Fisherman's Picnic, or jamming it back at Stefan's place, the Fisherman's Picnic parties, blues jams. It was just a great place to grow up and be a musician. So.
Do you ever just hole up in a cabin for the winter and just write songs?
Like the Bon Iver style.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm doing this weekend. I'm not doing too much outside. I'm just staying with the family and playing guitar by myself. So I don't get to be alone a whole lot anymore with the band. We're touring a lot, and I'm getting married next summer.
Oh, congrats.
So this precious little bit of alone time, I try to make the best use of it, writing music and stuff.
Right. So. Well, it worked for Justin Vernon, so. Can we get another song here?
Sure. This next song is called Young Love. This is from my solo album called Black Charms.
Thank you. seen the way I smile in their lights. I think twice before I said one too many goodbyes, good nights. Turn me off like a light, will you stand by me and stand by?
Wonderful. If you're just tuning in right now, we've got Josh Von Mink with us here on the Scenic Route, and he's going to be live at Lucen tomorrow night at 7 p.m.
Yes, indeed.
Indeed. And, you know, nice. I love the loop around that. Like, it never ceases to amaze me how much one of those can just add to a song.
Yeah, I like to have a lot of different layers. I have a lot of sounds going on in my head when I'm playing and writing the song, so it's nice to hear a few of them other than myself. Yeah, it's fun to play with.
Yeah. And we mentioned your brother just before that song, and you guys used to be in a band together called The Vintage Mink.
Yeah, The Vintage Mink. Infamous.
Infamous. It's getting a few spins here still.
Yeah, so. No, we had a great time doing that, and hopefully we can play some music together again someday. He's in L.A. right now doing his own thing, and he just played a show at the 7th Street Entry last week. Right after my birthday. So we had a good time. We had family in town, and we're excited for him to release some music soon. So maybe once he does a couple world tours on his solo album, he'll want to get back with his old brother to do some music again.
And that band had such more of like a rock sound to it. So I'm kind of interested in how you made the switch to that, to something like this, to like the real electro sound of Step Rockets.
Yeah, well, you know, we were guitar players first and foremost, and after playing guitar for 15 years or whatever it was, that it started to get a little stale for me, and I can only speak for myself, but I started to kind of play with other musical toys, whether it was like looping stations or a sample pad. And it kind of expanded my palette of sounds that I could pull from, which I really enjoy because, like I just said, you know, I really enjoy like getting all these sounds layered on top of each other. So that was kind of the catalyst. You know, we were just kind of tired of playing blues solos, and, you know, people aren't really impressed with blues solos anymore. Like everybody and their cousin can play guitar these days. So I think nowadays it's more about songwriting, and you know, we can dress these songs up in any way we want. We could play like a folk version of them if we want, or we can add like a lap steel and make it a country kind of ballad. But yeah, we just really enjoy modern music and pulling from all the past decades and kind of trying to do our own thing with it. Some people say it sounds 80s or the, you know, sounds 70s or whatever, but we think we pull from all those genres mm-hmm. and time periods.
Yeah, and I think the way the music is going right now, just in the last couple of years, is taking such an electronic turn. Like, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I love that. I mean, you know, music's always changing and evolving, and if it's just the time for the electronics, then that's the time. You know, I mean, when the 80s came around and the, you know, synthesizers were the predominant instrument on the radio, you know, that got old after a while too, and it just recycles, and then some of the sounds come back. So, you know, the whole like EDM world is a big world apart from the rock and roll world. And I think the rock and roll world is a bit antiquated in the fact that like its business model and just the way people have been throwing shows and writing and releasing music. So it's good to kind of have the EDM kind of light a fire under the rock scene. And I think that's where you're seeing some of that synthesis coming from the EDM world into the rock world, and kind of the blending of those mm-hmm. two genres.
Because it seems that the opposite thing that's happening to like another thing is like they're going back in time to either more rootsy stuff, or they're going much forward.
Yeah, you know, there's bands that we hear in New York and stuff that sound like Devo or like some weird, you know, like weird German, like
Kraftwerk.
There you go. That's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah, I mean, it's just wonderful. These days, everybody is playing every different type of music, and you know, we no longer are stuck, you know, listening to just our music. We listen to our parents' music, we listen to our grandparents' music, and that's something kind of new in our culture in America, I think, is you know, kind of accepting everything instead of just one thing at a time, you know.
Mm-hmm. So what is next for you coming up?
Well, we're gonna go to LA in a week, and then that's coming up, and then Christmas time. So the family comes into town, and we get together at grandma's house and have some food, and hopefully I get to jam with my brother down in the cities. We are actually coming up and playing a few shows right after Christmas. We're playing a show at the Gunflint Tavern. I don't have the dates in front of me. And then we're also playing at Lutzen Resort again, and then two shows at Papa Charlie's. So
fantastic. I look forward to that.
Yeah.
Well, we've been speaking to Josh Von Mink, and he's going to be playing tomorrow night at Lutzen at 7 p.m. Can we hear one more song before we turn you loose here?
Yeah, this is Phantom Flower.
All right. You.
everybody's a runner. There's nothing we can do if we come undone. Like a phantom, we're a phantom. Is everybody feeling with me? I don't know where I'm going. I don't know where to stay. I don't know where I'm going. We all disappear someday. I don't know where I'm going. This is a passion play. The phantom power's flowing. We all turn to energy. Energy.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Well, thank you for coming on. I love having
anytime.
I love having live music on here. If you want more information on Josh and the Step Rockets, you can check them out. They're at steprockets.bandcamp.com. Anything else you'd like to add, Josh?
Come check out the show tomorrow, or if you don't catch tomorrow, I'll be back up in late December with my brother.
All right, you're not going to want to miss it. Thank you so much. I think we're going to play you out with another recorded Step Rockets song here. This is going to be... I can't read it.
If You Tried, maybe?
If You Tried, okay. That's the one. Well, thanks a lot.
You wouldn't get it if you
faith.